Hello and welcome to The Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're building, buying, or designing your next project, we got you covered here at The Home Building Hero. Coming to you live today from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. Hi, I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you so much for tuning in to The Home Building Hero. And if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Today's topic, the biggest lesson people need to learn when building a home. All right, this is something that, for whatever reason, I don't know why, but a lot of homeowners that are building a house just don't understand this concept. And this is a public service announcement to anyone that's going to be building a home, remodeling, or doing a project. And it's important that you understand this lesson, because if you can do this right and you can get on top of this, you can save yourself a lot of time. You can save yourself a lot of money. You can save yourself a lot of headaches. So pay attention to this advice. I hope this is really, really good advice for anyone that is building or remodeling their home. Okay, you guys ready? Are you guys ready for the advice? Okay, here it goes. Changes cost time, and changes cost money. Period. End of story. That's the lesson. What do you mean by that? Well, for whatever reason, this is something that homeowners just don't seem to always grasp the concept of. And it can cause a lot of strife in the build. Again, changes cost time, changes cost money. And so if you understand that concept and you can work around it, you can make your build a lot easier. You can make it a much better experience. You can do it for a much more reasonable cost and be a lot more stress-free when you do it. So here's kind of how it works and why this is important to understand it. If you can work out all your changes before you ever start the project, you can make as many changes as you want, but try and do them at the beginning when you're doing the estimation stage. Don't make changes as the home's going on if you can't help it, okay? Don't be your own worst enemy. Don't be out at the job site every single day moving things around, changing things. And most importantly, don't leave decisions, you know, up to chance. Don't confuse your contractors. These are things that can cause mistakes on your job. They will cause delays. Nothing is worse when you're a contractor. Think of this, you're a plumber, okay? You've got probably a lot of work ahead of you. Things are busy, right? You're all set, you pull all your equipment, you get all the right pieces and parts, and you drive to the job site, and you go there, and who's waiting for you? Mr. Homeowner. And Mr. Homeowner says, hey, I don't want this shower head anymore. I want a rain shower and I want a digital control. The plumber's like, I'm supposed to put this in today. Now I can't. I don't have the parts and pieces. All right, now I've got to move this around. I can't do this. The customer's like, well, let me think about this. Well, now the plumber doesn't know what to do. I guess I'll work on something else. Well, I don't have anything else to work on. I'm going to go to another job. You've done two things. You've cost money because you've wasted a contractor's time, and you've also, you know, cost time. And that's going to frustrate your builder. It's going to throw off your whole schedule. It's probably going to cause further delays because now everyone else has to get shuffled around. So don't do that. Don't make those last minute changes if you can't help it. Try and plan things out. It makes for so much better of a build. I found that the customers that maybe spend a little bit of extra time before they get their plan done, that ask those extra questions, that make those few changes, make those adjustments, those customers are much happier. They're much more satisfied with their build, the pricing's better, and the house gets done a lot quicker. The customers that are constantly changing things on the fly, that aren't making decisions right away, that are you know, questioning things. They aren't getting back to people. Their jobs take longer. Those customers start to pay more. The contractors start to resent it because, you know, this is a difficult customer. Don't be that customer. Public service announcement, don't be that customer. Make your changes. Plan it out. You will get better pricing. And here's why you'll get better pricing if you do it up front, if you do it early. I'm using my company as an example. While we're doing the bidding process, we have a pretty good way of collecting that data and getting it all right on the plan so that when we send our plans out to our trades, they've got every single piece, part, and detail that they need to start building that home right away. And when I send that plan out, I'm sending it to, in my case, I have two plumbers, I have two electricians, I have two roofers, and so on and so forth. It's kind of like Noah's Ark. I got two of everybody, right? And they're competitively bidding against each other. So if they want the work, they're going to give us a fair price. I don't bid 50 people because I don't want the cheapest bid. I'm not a bid farm. I want a fair price from a very quality contractor. Once I've selected that contractor and we've started the job, I have no leverage with that contractor anymore. So if you come to me 2 days before the roofer starts and say, hey, I want ice and water shield on my whole roof now. Okay, cool. I have to make one phone call and one phone call only and say, okay, coming to you with my hands tied. How much are you going to charge me for this? Okay, well, guess what? That gets passed on to you, the homeowner, and you have to pay whatever that cost is. Whereas if you would have told that to us, you know, before we bid the plan out, now I can go to my two roofers and probably get you a better price. And you don't have to pay additional markup, change order fees, and possibly even delay your job. Because not only now have you made that change or you've put that out there into the universe that you might change something, there might be a day or two to get you that price, and then you think about it a day or two. Well, guess what? The roofer is supposed to start on Friday, and it's Wednesday, and we don't know what we're doing. And we're not going to go put the roof down, and then all of a sudden rip it up and add your ice and water shield afterwards. So you've got to make that decision, and either the job's going to keep moving on or the job stops until you make up your mind. Either way, not a good situation. So don't put yourself into that situation. Try and work out as many changes as you can. Ask a lot of questions of your builder early on. Talk to people that have built before. Find out if there's anything that they've put in their home. And then once it starts building, try and sit back and just let it happen. Enjoy it. Don't micromanage your job and you'll have a great build. So again, what's the lesson today? Changes cost time. Changes cost money. If you understand that, you will have a wonderful build.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Pella Windows and Doors Studio of Wisconsin. I am David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. And before you leave, make sure you hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you very soon.